This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The family of a man who died in Aurora in immigration detention last year has released an independent autopsy. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
A forensic pathologist hired by the family of Melvin Calero Mendoza says he died from a pulmonary embolism likely connected to a soccer injury, a finding similar to a report by the coroner for Adams County. Elizabeth Jordan, a lawyer for the family, says it's part of a pattern.
Somebody who's relatively young, relatively healthy, come into ICE detention, develop some sort of condition that is ignored or missed, and then inevitably have an emergency.
An ICE investigation into the death is scheduled to be released this month. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Former Superintendent Corey Wise and the Douglas County School District have reached a settlement in a discrimination and retaliation complaint. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The federal and state complaint was filed against the district and the four members of the board's majority who fired Wise more than a year ago. The complaint was the first step before a lawsuit. Wise says his dismissal was retaliation for advocating on behalf of students of color and those with disabilities. Wise says the settlement sends a message.
There's consequences for politicizing education. There's consequences for discriminating and retaliating against individuals.
Wise says it's time for the board to unify the district. The settlement gives him more than $830,000 from the district's insurance policies. The district declined to comment. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Hundreds of parents with children on special education plans can't read those plans because the plans are only in English. A new bill would let districts translate the documents into the language the family speaks at home. Representative Barbara McLaughlin.
This is complicated stuff about your child, and if you don't know how to help them at home or if you don't know what kind of help they need, it affects everything.
The bill sets aside $500,000 to help districts. And the International Space Community has landed in Colorado Springs. The annual Space Symposium starts today. It calls itself its world's largest space tech meetup. This is CPR News.